Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 29th of October. The problem with the word lockdown is that it means whatever the journalist wants it to mean. So Germany has gone into lockdown. But if you want to go shopping, go right ahead. If you want to go to school, no problem. If you have to go to work, feel free. If you want to get your hair cut, clearly a hypothetical example in my case, just go and do it. Just don't go to bars. Meanwhile, France has gone into lockdown, except for schools, places of work and old people's homes, but you need a permit to leave your house. Markets do not appear to be paying too much attention to the detail. Lockdown equals bad is about as far as it goes. And of course, economically, these new restrictions are bad. The extent of the damage will depend on the fear factor. People can go shopping as much as they want in Germany, but will they? Do the restrictions make people more afraid and less willing to leave their homes and spend money? The other question that will matter is what the ECB's reaction is. Governments are once again putting in place policies that are designed to slow economic activity, at least for specific sectors of the economy. If governments want to reduce economic activity, it would be weird for the ECB to directly try and boost economic activity at the same time. However, the ECB wants the economy to grow once governments stop trying to reduce economic activity. That means the ECB and governments need to make sure that businesses with a future stay solvent during any period of restrictions. Changing the cost of credit is unlikely to make much of a difference to this. Companies are not generally so indebted that the difference between solvency and bankruptcy depends on small changes in interest rates. This is a situation that requires a fiscal solution. Meanwhile, the third quarter GDP data for the United States will almost certainly be amongst the strongest ever. This is going to be the case in most advanced economies, of course, because of the weakness of the second quarter and the very rapid nature of the economic bounce back in the third quarter. However, the United States insists on annualizing its data. This is a totally illogical thing to do in the midst of a pandemic. It was ridiculous in the second quarter when the weakness was exaggerated. It will be ridiculous in the third quarter when the strength is exaggerated. The forecast range, using the annualization nonsense, is from 20% to 37.10%, which gives a fairly wide target to aim at. Does this matter? In terms of importance, markets tend to think GDP is fairly important, albeit backward-looking. Economists think GDP is a poor indication of what is happening to living standards, but cannot agree on what else to use. People in the real world don't care. Whatever the numbers today, the general population will judge the US economy based on their perception of their own personal circumstances. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.